Hey, it's Chris Johnson, and I'm playing hurt, and I'm also eating strawberries. I'm playing hurt because my tits are sore. I got sore tits. The left nipple hurts a little more than the right one at present, and it's a fucking problem because when your tits hurt, ladies, I mean, I don't know what the ladies do when they got sore tits because they got the fucking bras on. Maybe you guys or gals, maybe you guys can like rig something up in your bras where your fucking titties aren't going to fucking rub against the fucking underside of the bra. Look, I don't know shit about bras, but I'm just saying they're covering the nipple, so you might be okay. Dudes, your fucking tits are going to be like dragging against the shirt, and it might be a problem. You know what I'm saying? It might be a fucking problem. God, these goddamn berries are fucking great. You might be thinking, asshole, why the fuck are your tits so goddamn sore? Well, I will tell you. I just went on a run. I signed up for a half marathon. When I started running, I thought, you know what, I'll do 5Ks or the fucking 10Ks. That's about it. I don't think I'm gonna fucking do any half marathons, any marathons. That's fucking kooky talk. That's fucking nuts. But then, like, something crazy happened. I started looking at, like, other people that are, like, doing half marathons, and I thought to myself, how the fuck, like, look at this motherfucker. How is this piece of shit doing a fucking half marathon? This fucking gangly fuck, like, how, like, they can do it, but I can't fucking do it. So then, like, because of just pure vanity and douchebag pride, I'm thinking, you know what, fuck it. I want to see if I can fucking do it. God damn it. I want to see if I can do it. But I'm super nervous and I'm super anxious about a lot of shit. So I'm just worried about like, can I do it? Am I going to be able to do it? Like, how the fuck am I going to be able to do it? Sometimes I do these fucking 5Ks. The last 5K I did, it was like fucking 85 degrees and like muggy as shit at fucking 9 in the morning. I wanted to put a bullet in my fucking head when I crossed the goddamn finish line. I felt like shit. And I thought to myself, like, that's fucking 3.1 some miles. How the fuck am I going to do 10 more? So I thought, motherfucker, I got to figure out a way to do this. So there was jack shit for runs available this weekend. There was like one in Ripley. I don't know where the fuck that is. It's like an hour and a half away. I'm like, suck my balls, Ripley. I'm not fucking driving out to you. Kiss my fucking ass. So I didn't do a run this weekend. I thought, you know what? That's good. I'll go for a long run just to see if I can fucking handle it. See if I can fucking do it. They got like all this weird shit that you're supposed to like take during long runs, like these fucking gel packs or fucking gummies, because, you know, your energy goes to shit. So they're like, look, every 45 minutes to 50 minutes, you gotta fucking suck down one of these packs when you're running. You need the extra fucking hit of energy and like water and shit. So I got like this fucking pussy water bottle and shit. So like, I'm getting myself ready to do a fucking half marathon. So like, I did all that, and like, I read an article about like pacing yourself. Like, I did some fucking research here. So I went out there, and I gotta be honest with you, I did a fucking half marathon today. I just ran 13.2 fucking miles, and cardio-wise, I feel pretty good. Legs-wise, I want to fucking jump in front of a fucking train right now. I felt like I was doing like the old fucking duck walk, you know? Like, if you've been riding your bike as a fucking kid for so goddamn long, and you get off your fucking bike when you're little, and you're like, Jesus Christ, you start like fucking waddling around like an idiot when you're fucking walking. That's what my fucking legs feel like. My fucking knees felt like shit. Jesus Christ. But I proved to myself that I could fucking do it. So now I know I can do it. There's going to be a lot less anxiety during the extra run, because I know I can fucking do it. I already did it. Somebody I used to work with has been doing like 5Ks and whatever the fuck. And she signed up for like her first half marathon, Aladdin. Her and Abu signed up for a fucking half marathon. And she like posted something about it on Instagram. Like, she lives, I don't know where the fuck she lives. She lived in like Alaska for a while. Like, her fucking husband's in like the army. So she's bopping all over the fucking place with her kids. And she lives in like fucking Arizona or some such shit now. But like, she posted something on Instagram. Like, I just signed up for my first half marathon. And she put like a picture of like Vegas. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what the, like, what is this shit? Like, why, what, like, okay, like, congratulations? Like, I didn't fucking, I mean, I'm telling you that I signed up for a fucking half marathon, but I didn't make a big fucking ordeal about it. I just fucking signed up for it. And it's fucking expensive, too. Jesus fucking Christ, it cost me like fucking $90 to want to run for 13 miles and want to eat a goddamn bullet by the time I'm fucking finished and have fucking leg pains and shit. So there's like a fucking thread. I'm like reading a thread underneath it. Like, people are like, wow, it's expensive. Oh, you're doing it? Congratulations. You know, all this dumb fucking shit. She's like, yeah. It's expensive, but I wanted my first one to be memorable. You're not fucking. You're running 13.1 miles. What do you mean you wanted your first one to be memorable? This isn't prom. You're not losing your virginity on prom night. You're just running a greater distance than you ever have before. People with fucking running, they're so bizarre with it. Like, in her world, like, she wanted a special occasion for her first fuck. First half marathon. She wanted to make it memorable. Like, me just doing it in the streets around my fucking apartment, 13.1 miles or whatever. I went like 13.2 because I like forgot how long it was because I'm a fucking idiot. And it took me like 2 hours and 20 some odd fucking minutes or whatever the fuck. So like, I'm getting delirious towards the end. I'm like, motherfucker, like, Is it 26.2 or 13.2? You know, you're going, I'm trying to think of the fucking like bumper stickers in my fucking head. So I'm like, I'm going an extra fucking 0.1. So I'm just like running around in circles in front of my apartment at the end. Like people look out the window like, what's this dumb fuck doing with his fucking two ponytails in? Because I put the double guns in for the fucking run. So if she wanted her first to be like special, like Vegas. I mean, for me, just doing it in the streets, it's the equivalent of like getting fucked behind a dumpster in an alley outside of a Chinese restaurant. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I feel pretty good about that. I don't feel like I needed to save myself for Vegas. I don't feel like I needed to save myself for an official half marathon because it's fucking dumb, pompous bullshit. Like, who fucking cares? Congratulations. Like, I'm going to feel good about myself when I do it. And they're going to give me a big fucking medal because I've seen those fucking half marathon medals. I want a big goddamn medal. If they weren't going to give me a big goddamn medal, I'm not going to fucking do this. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. Every episode is on Podbean, website, or the app. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Play. Twitter. Fuck, I'm going to choke. Oh, goddamn. Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. Also, put it right in the fucking timeline on my Facebook page for you, too.